Would you rather never have to charge any devices or never have to charge your body? Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you
a family-friendly would you rather.
And we debate our answers, and then we invite you to do the same with your friends and family. That's right. We're back again on the Rathercast. Now, let's just describe this scenario that you heard at the top of the show again. So either one of these two situations, all of your devices in your life, your phone, your computer, your iPad, your electric car, maybe everything you own, your drone, you never have to charge it. You get full power for life magic. Or would you rather never have to fuel your body, meaning you can survive, you'll never be hungry, and your body will be full of energy, whether or not you eat food or drink water.
You can eat food, right?
Oh, interesting. Well, that makes a little bit of a difference. Are you still allowed to eat food?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So either way, you can eat food, but you do not have to. So you could go...
And that applies for water, too. You don't need water.
You could go years and years and be perfectly healthy. You do not have to. Would you rather never have to fuel your devices or never have to fuel yourself? So, Ender, I think you, even before we started, you had already decided, which I think is crazy. I like to think about these things as we talk about them. But would you like to share your answer and your reasons behind your answer, please?
Yes, I am going to choose option A. I am going to never have to charge any devices.
Okay.
I'm going to choose that mostly because I have a lot of electrical devices that are just kind of annoying to have to charge.
Yeah.
And we could, like, record these nonstop, not having to charge the camera in between.
Oh, interesting.
Or we wouldn't have to plug in the lights.
It would make the show easier to produce.
Yeah, would we have to plug in the lights?
Would you have to plug in your computer?
No, because those lights can run out of batteries, so we'd always have to...
What
a convenience this would be in our lives.
Wait, what if they do something does have to get plugged in? Then do we still have to plug it in?
To things that can run on, that things that require charging to operate. But there's a lot of things that you could just put rechargeable batteries in, and then you'd be set. Because
then
you'd never
necessarily
have to recharge the batteries.
Not even rechargeable batteries.
Well, I mean, to my mind, it means like you never have to. Oh, you're saying like even if it's something that normally plugs in, it just works even though it's not plugged in?
Yeah.
That seems a little. I mean, this is a magical scenario anyway, so I suppose it's fine.
Anything electrical will work without power.
Yeah. Okay, well, so we just changed it a little bit. So now you just get unlimited electricity. But not a car, unless it's an electric car, right? You have to have car.
Yeah, cars run on gas most of the time.
It's not unlimited gasoline. It's unlimited electric power. Eladin, does this mean you're going with the devices as well?
Yes, it does.
Yeah? What, do you have anything to add to why you're choosing that one over the food?
It just feels like our drone has a very short battery life right now.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a drone with minutes of battery.
Fly it forever. And for people who have, like, drone piloting jobs, they never have to, like, pull their drone down to charge it. It'd be up there and stay up there because you don't
have
to.
Yeah, you can just fly forever. That'd be so fun. What about your someone's house? Could they hook their house up and never have to? They just get free home energy for life.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa, this is getting better and better. I'm with you guys. I'm going with the devices.
Yeah,
I think it would be really convenient. The computer never running out, and the camera's never running out, and the recording devices, and the lights, and all of our fun remote control vehicle. This is going to be a great time. And also, I like to eat food anyway, and water just feels good. It's refreshing. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are going to think that we're crazy for choosing this. What do you think?
I agree.
Some people are going to be like, what? You gave up unlimited fuel for your body? People are going to think that's a crazy choice. I guarantee it. Because to not have to think about food would save a lot of time and energy.
Yeah.
But I would sure miss eating delicious things.
So you're like, I'd say you like touch it and it's magic and it refuels.
I also think that the ritual of cooking and eating and acquiring food is so integral to being human. So like, what would we even be doing anyway if we weren't sitting down and sharing meals and cooking for our family? You know what I'm saying?
It's necessary.
Yeah, it's part of life. So I think that, does that wrap it up for you guys? Do you want to add anything else to this? We can call this a short and sweet.
I think so.
Let's call it a short and sweet. Yeah. Now, if you truly do think that we have made a grave mistake by choosing to have unlimited power for our devices instead of power for our own bodies, please let us know. TheRatherCast@gmail.com. You can find us on social media. And we're going to be back next week with a fresh Would You Rather question for you. And we can't wait to have you.
But. We really, really need more episodes.
Yeah, we're running out. We do need more episodes. We're coming up onto our 1 year anniversary, and we would love for you to submit an episode. So you can do that to therathercast@gmail.com. And we will look forward to reviewing those submissions and maybe even bringing you into the episode if you want to talk about it with us. That would be so cool.
That would be fun.
Bring a listener in, yeah. And on that note, thanks for joining us. We can't wait to catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.